Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, I'm introducing you to Peter Gunn, who's doing something really groovy in the world. You know those old tales? Beowulf, the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Iliad, the Odyssey. Of course you do. At some point or other, in all of our lives, we were sort of encouraged or forced to read these old epics. Well, Peter is rewriting these stories with a little twist. All the protagonists in those old tales are men, and what Peter is doing is nothing short of groundbreaking. Because he did not see any women in these old tales, he didn't find any strong women, he didn't see any women that he could show to his daughters and say, hey, look at these groundbreaking, trailblazing women. He decided to write his own epics where the feminine is powerful, where the feminine represents. But he also goes a step further and demonstrates just how incredibly amazing the synergy is when both the feminine and the masculine work together. So Peter is a fabulously cool guy, and the work he's doing, frankly, is needed. And his miracle is incredible. It happened when he was a young child, and of course, it changed his life. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Peter Gunn.
For a couple instances where, because I was having the, I forget what the second name for it, but I was seeing things before they happened. Okay. So back then, you know, you would call before you showed up at somebody's house, you know, and we had a friend that lived several hours away. And I remember vividly seeing her show up at the front door. And I told this to my mother, and she's like, no, she's not coming. She hasn't called. A couple hours later, she shows up. Okay. And my mother just looked odd at me. Well, I will say one thing is I had an NDE at a very early age, okay, which is a near-death experience. Now, granted, this was back in the early 80s when it was normal to leave children unsupervised, so my parents were good parents, okay? It was during a heat wave, okay, and it was very hot outside, and of course, being, you know, around 6 or 7, you don't realize the symptoms of heat stroke coming up. I felt very tired, and then I went to sleep in direct sunlight, and that's when my body started going into shock. Okay. Then that's when the NDE started. I remember seeing my light body, people always describe it. I always say it looked like a reversed black and white painting of yourself. So you're all white, and everything around me was black. I was moving up the tunnel, you know, with the light at the end, and I saw it, and I came out and was greeted by what I believe to be an angel, okay? And I was shown having like a past life regression, like my past life flashed before my eyes. It was sort of like on a TV, okay? But being so young, it went relatively fast, but also the same sense, time didn't seem to exist. It seemed to happen instantaneously, okay? After that, I was brought to a gate. Okay, but there was another angel there. The one that showed me the past life regression was welcoming me. But then there's another one there. I could tell he was upset. And he said, my job isn't done. I have to go back. And then I woke up back in my body, paramedic over me. And I'm like, you know, that was the life-changing experience for me, is to what set me off on this path. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So were you able to tell your parents what happened eventually?
I was scared of it. And I can tell that my mother scared her too. There were a couple instances where, because I was having the, I forget what the second name for it, but I was seeing things before they happened. Okay. So back then, you know, you would call before you showed up to somebody's house, you know, and we had a friend that lived several hours away. And I remember vividly seeing her show up at the front door. And I told this to my mother, and she's like, no, she's not coming. She hasn't called. A couple hours later, she shows up. Okay. And my mother just looked odd at me. And then, well, we lived in Wisconsin. So it, you know, got cold during the winter. And I saw my mother break her ankle on the ice prior to it happening. I told her about it. She's, you know, looked, just shook it off. And then when it happened, she's like, and I can tell then my mother was getting scared. Okay. Yeah. So I sort of shut up about it. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I'm sure you know, because you've probably done extensive research on NDAs, but I just learned this in the last week, because strangely enough, I've had multiple guests lately within the last couple of months come on and tell their stories about their NDEs. It's very interesting. At any rate, they have said that, or I read this week, that people who have or experience an NDE, most of them, when they return, they have some sort of psi or psychic ability.
Yes. And I'm very much an empath now because of it.
Yeah. And you know, scientists or those who are kind of trying to investigate this, because in the Western modality, a lot of scientists are like, this isn't real. This isn't, you know, what are they talking about? Something's wrong. But in this book, they were saying some scientists theorize that, you know, we go around our lives, we're all conscious, whatever consciousness means. And because of our societies, our cultures, our world, we have to narrow down our way of perceiving the world into these tiny little gates of perception so we can navigate the world successfully and we don't go crazy. But when you have an NDE, those gates are blown wide open and you're exposed to kind of like everything. And excuse me. And when you return, you know, the gates aren't open all the way, but they've been open considerably larger. Yeah. And so you can have these psi experiences where you, for you, for example, you saw things that happened. But, you know, quite honestly, there are also people who are walking around that just have that capacity who haven't had an NDE. They're always really fascinating to talk to, I'm sure. Just like it's fascinating.
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that we all have that ability. It's just been hidden. Yes.
Absolutely. Have you found it challenging to live in a world that kind of, in general, doesn't accept those capacities, you know, for telepathy or clairvoyance, knowing that you kind of have these abilities? Is it challenging?
Well, you have to make a decision. You want to accept yourself for who you are? Okay. Then you're going to have to steer away from those people that aren't accepting of you, plain and simple, and go towards a different path.
All right, dear listeners, that's it. That is it for another episode of the podcast. If you want to check out what Peter is doing in the world, there will be a link to Peter's website in the episode show notes. You know, we're all made of stardust, but we're also made of a myriad of things. You know, Peter's a bodybuilder. He's a fantasy writer. He loves comic books. He was in the military. He's writing poetry. And so when I read that quotation that says we all contain universes, I can think of no better representative of that than Peter. He definitely is changing the world in his way and giving us new examples of what feminine power and feminine energy looks like. I want to thank Peter for being on the show, but especially I want to thank each and every one of you who listens to this podcast. Please do remember that ratings and reviews are so important and where it's at, and they mean ever so much to me. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Peter. Reinvent the world. Reinvent the word. I mean, Peter is actually doing something brilliant
And he's bringing a new way to look at those old texts, those old songs, those old poems. He's bringing a new way to view them, to incorporate them into our lives. But really, be like Peter and go out into the world and see what you can reinvent. See what little twist you can put on some creation in the world. And I think, you know, different people at different times need these reinventions. They need these new ways of thinking. Because honestly, and I do believe this, the more ways we have to look at this world, the more ways we have to look at these old tales and see ourselves in them, well, they can model for us just how fierce and formidable we ourselves can be in this great, big, gorgeous world of ours.